What are some things in your life that are distracting you from remembering God? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Two of my favorite things to do are play video games and read books. And when I get absorbed into one of these worlds, I tend to ignore some basic things I need, like drinking enough water or making sure I eat some real food and not just snacks. Now, life has a way of distracting us from what we really need spiritually, too. That is, remembering God. That's what we'll talk about in today's devotion, I Will Remember by Savannah Coleman. I am prone to forgetting. I'm not talking about the usual things like my cell phone, car keys, or sunglasses. I've got all those things right here. But I do have my sunglasses. They're on my head. I'm referring to the more profound things. When I'm downcast and my soul is disturbed, sometimes I forget to put my hope in God. Sometimes I forget to praise Him. But as it says in Psalm 42, God is worthy of my praise. He is my Savior and my God. I forget that I need Him more than water to quench my thirst. I need Him for surviving and thriving. Now I'm learning that remembrance is a choice, a practice. When my soul is aching and tears keep falling, I can choose to grasp the one little word that is so powerful, yet. I will yet praise Him, my Savior, my God. That's from Psalm 42, verses 5 and 11. I will remember Him. I will remember His character, His goodness, and His faithfulness from the past. There are days when it feels like He's forgotten me, but here's the reality. By day, the Lord directs His love. At night, His song is with me, verse 8. And as the deer knows it needs water to survive, my soul knows I need the living God, verses 1 and 2. Yes, we are prone to forget. But Jesus promises to remind us of who He is. When we put our trust in Jesus, He gives us His Spirit to dwell inside of us, help us, and remind us of our Savior's words, John 14, 26. And so, by His grace, I will remember my rock. I will remember to meet with my God, the source of my strength. In times of sorrow, I will remember the yet. I will remember to praise. I will remember His love for me, constant and unfailing. I will remember His songs in the night. I will remember He is my hope. So, what does this story make you think of? God knows we're forgetful people. The Bible is full of people forgetting God's care for them. From the Israelites crossing the sea in victory to whining for food in the desert, from the courage Peter had to get out of the boat and walk on the water with Jesus, to the moment he noticed the waves. Thankfully, God gives us His word so we can look back on the ways He's been faithful. What are some ways you could practice remembrance in your everyday life? Maybe you could write prayers in a journal and then highlight the ones God has answered, or display works of art in your space that remind you of God's character, or choose or compose a song that helps you remember what God has done for you personally. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 42:11, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Psalm 42 for yourself and John 14, 25 through 27 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Now, Easter is coming up really fast on March 31st, Easter Sunday. So I want you to check out our Easter reading plan in the Unlocked app in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, what we can know about God through the natural world, and what we need the Bible for to know about Him. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.